Lawrence, this one won't take long, hopefully.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Lawrence.
Thanks for being behind us.
We have a request under old business for consideration to allow withdrawal of an application by Marine Farm. It was an ordinance to delete and or modify the conditions imposed in ordinance number 1770 for change of zone number 1554, which was the application of Marine Farm LLC. On January 7th, I received a letter from Marine Farm LLC. In short, it's two paragraphs, so if I can read it. In a letter to Robert Stickles, dated June 12, 2006, Marine Farm LLC requested that certain conditions of approval be modified in accordance with the wishes of the residents of Jimtown, as expressed in the residents' petition attached. After 19 months of communications, letters, and meetings, it has become clear that the wishes of the residents of Jimtown were not wholly expressed in the reference petition, and that their collective opinion may be different from that represented in the petition. As we have stated many times, both in public forum as well as in numerous letters to the residents of Jimtown and the county, we stand by our commitment to provide those improvements that we enumerated in the hearings and were later conditioned by the county. Therefore, please allow this letter to serve as Marine Farm LLC's formal withdrawal of our request to modify the conditions of approval attached to the Marine Farm MRRPC rezoning. I hope this letter serves to demonstrate our continued commitment to the residents of Jimtown. If you have any questions or require further information, please contact me and provide his phone number. And it's sincerely, Frank Key, Vice President of Operations, Marine Farm LLC. That was their request to withdraw the revisions. The commission held a public hearing on June 14th of 07. The council held public hearing on July 17th of 07. The commission recommended that the request to modify the conditions on July 18th of 07 be rejected. They felt they were conditions of approval and they should be built. The council had yet taken any action, and therefore we received this withdrawal. The applicants are still willing to make all the improvements. Those improvements related to the sidewalk, street lights, etc.
Sewer connections and stuff like
sewer.
That. Right.
So basically the conditions will stay with the conditions.
The applicants are still willing to comply with all the conditions imposed under ordinance number 1770, which was the original change of zone number 1554. There were 17 conditions.
Right.
And then we had additional condition that are related to the 17th condition that included to.
I'll make a motion we accept the request.
18 conditions with some expanded.
Mm-hmm. Question. Has the county had any correspondence with the people of Jimtown? Are they?
Oh, yes.
I mean, is this what they want?
We had public hearings before the commission and the council both.
It's awful.
So they don't really have a unanimous, they're not really united in what they want?
We've had meeting after meeting after meeting. Okay.
When we finished the council public hearing, after the record closed, there were two of the objectors actually voiced that they thought they had made a mistake in their objections. But they're mixed. It's mixed feelings out there.
So half of them are happy and half are not happy?
Not necessarily.
I wouldn't even say half and half.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's vote.
Okay. There is a motion to accept the withdrawal.
Second.
Okay. As we move to second, we accept the withdrawal as stated by Mr. Lane. Mr. Cole?
Yes, I agree to the withdrawal.
Okay. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rodman?
Yes.
Yes, motion to pass.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Frank.
Lawrence, could you get me a list of what's I've deferred in my district?
I got one right here. All right. If you want, I think I have everybody.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Okay. Grant request, Susan.
Thank you. The first grant tonight is Wannadale Women's Club. Educational funding.
Sounds like a Mr. Rogers.
That's
Mr. Rogers?
Yep.
Sounds like Mr. Rogers.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Go to the next one. Let me come back to that. I can look at it.
Lost them all.
Okay. Delaware Road Runners. Baseball tournament.
It's 200 each. That's what it was last year. That's on this town. Is that right, Ms. Webb?
Yes, that's right.
Make a motion, we give $100 each.
Second.
We're putting.
Times are tight.
You want to put that one on for next week? The rest of them are mine, right?
Well, this one is.
This is everybody.
Have a motion and a second. Come on, Vice President, do your job.
I'll look at it and then I'll circle.
Okay.
If it took the last year, of course, I'm going to give 100. Second.
It's moved to second and that we have 200 each, is that correct?
Uh-uh, one motion.
No, he said 100 each.
100 each.
100 each?
100 each.
Youth activity.
100 each, okay. Youth activity? Okay. Move second, we give $100 each from youth activity. Mr. Copeland?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Ms. Delaware's outstanding teen scholarship?
$100 each.
Second.
It's moved to second that we give $100 each. Mr. Copeland?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Delaware Quarter Horse Association?
That's $125 from me. $125.
$100 each.
No, I'm not sure. I think this is Finley's.
This is me, Mr. Copeland.
Oh, that's just you?
Yeah.
And they're not yet.
$125 each.
Oh, are you sure?
$125, me.
$125 from Mr.
Just $125 from Mr. Jones. I'll say, make that motion.
Second.
Okay, that's all.
We'll be doing the three.
You weren't, no, Mr. Dukes was not involved last time, was he?
Unless he wants to be this time.
No.
Yeah, I was sort of.
Would you like to be?
It's a Greenwood organization.
Okay, no, this is not the same one then. There's another one down in.
Max, they're only asking is $250.
What's that?
The max, they're only asking is $250.
$125.
$125 from my account. Mr. Copeland?
Yeah.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Sussex County Foster Parent Association?
$50 each.
Need a second?
Second.
It moved to second that we allot $50 from each councilman. Mr. Copeland?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
People to People Program.
Who is that?
For Alexis Duffy.
Who is that to?
The student lives in Rehoboth and attends Cape Henlopen High School.
What are they calling? They're going to?
People, it's the People to People Organization for the ambassador. Typically, we give about $250.
$250 I'll give to that effort.
Second.
It moved second that we allot $250 from Mr. Copeland. Mr. Copeland?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Next one's your.
Meals on Wheels?
That's you, George.
Meals on Wheels. Oh, yes. This is from all of us. We're going to be a sponsor.
I like how you slid that in. That's perfect.
Well, it's a countywide event that they're holding in Rehoboth. And what we're going to do is it, we get a table for that or something?
Be careful.
We're going to be at the $1,000 level. That would be $200.
Sponsorship.
Sponsorship. $200 each from each of us.
Now, wait a minute. Now, last week, I tried to get y'all to go in on Nanticoke Hospital, and you wouldn't do it, so I had to put $1,000 of my own money up, so.
This Meals on Wheels is a little different than a hospital that's located. This is a countywide program that provides meals on wheels all over the county, Dale, to the elderly in this county.
It's learning. You didn't help me last week.
Well, I'll make the motion. Somebody want to say yes? Or second the motion?
Second, I'll second.
All right. There's a motion and a second.
$200 each?
Each.
Okay. It moved to second that we allot $200 each. Mr. Copeland?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
I want to see if he votes no.
No. Something smells fishy about this.
No? You vote no?
I vote no.
All righty.
Can we have an explanation? What is it for? I mean, I know it's Meals on Wheels, but.
Read it to him. So he won't trust it if I read it.
No, I want to know what I mean. Are they having a banquet or what are they doing? Is this a fundraiser?
They're holding a fundraiser for their organization where they get sponsorships.
Do this every year.
And it's a county, it's a countywide chapter, Susie?
Yeah. No, it's the Meals on Wheels.
Is this the Rehoboth chapter?
I think the office is right in Lewis.
Office in Lewis.
It's not part of Chair?
No, it's not part of Chair.
No.
No.
Have we done before?
Susie says yes.
Yes, we've done before.
It's a dance, they're going to have a dance-a-thon, and they're going to cater to children, seniors.
They get human service grants every year.
The what?
We donate to Meals on Wheels because they get human service grants. I can't say that this particular event has happened every year, but we do give them human service grants every year.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll back up. I've now read the full letter.
Oh, no.
Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
Are you listening?
Yes.
It takes in Lewis, Rehoboth, Dewey, and Harbison.
Hot dogs. I knew it smelled a little fishy.
Right. So Mr. Rogers and I will give $500 each.
Oh, I'll go along with that.
I thought you
would. I think we have to withdraw the first motion first, though. Okay. Withdraw the first motion.
You do whatever you choose.
I'll read.
Do that, George. Let's do community reinvestment.
Now make your next motion again. You're getting this, Robin?
Just council.
You okay with it?
Council Matt.
Mr. Cole was withdrawn.
That's more of a council matter.
Mr. Rogers withdrawn a second.
He did.
Yeah.
Under protest, but he did. Yeah. Okay, and I think Mr. Cole has made a motion of 500 from Mr. Cole and 500 from Mr. Rogers. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
They do a fine job.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Better it's an election.
Move to second. Yeah. They moved to second.
You'll say yes.
What's this for? Meals on Wheels?
Don't worry about it. Yeah. I'm taking care of you.
Just say yes.
We'll write your memo.
I heard you earlier.
Email. He'll email your memo. Right, Chip? Yeah, I was just giving you a hard time. That's all. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
First state community action for a summer camp program.
Well, a couple weeks.
Is that why she's here?
How much do you want?
Just tell her. Here. Start putting them all on.
How much?
Oh, cut back.
It is countywide.
You tell them, Bernice. You tell them.
That's right.
You hear how tight they are.
$500 each from our community reinvestment account?
It's, I got to do that. I'm out of the other.
Phillips with two L's.
Two.
You are.
Two.
Coming here, that's talking a big chunk.
Every time you come here, I know you want money.
But it's for a good cause. It's always for a good cause.
Dale, I saw her at that basketball game, and she came up. I thought she was going to say hi. She asked for money.
That's good.
That's right.
I made a motion.
Okay, do you second?
Second.
Who's second that we allot 500 from community reinvestment? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
And the Zwanendale Women's Club?
Good night. Good night, Bernice.
Yeah, we're coming back to you, Mr. Rogers. Number one's up. How much?
Community reinvestment.
Now, do you know you've done 15 in the past?
But this is an election year.
Half.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I heard you too well, ago, election year.
Probably
going to have to carry him out because he's going to be a little weak spending that kind of money.
He's not spending his money.
Is it two?
He's spending the taxpayers' money.
25. Well, no, we just there's another $500 just like that. Okie dokie.
Second.
Is that second? Mm-hmm. The move to second that we allot $2,500 from Mr. Is that correct, Mr.
Yes,
Rogers? Mr. Rogers, community investment?
Huh? We'll be doing number three while I go.
Number three was $100 each.
Council Matic?
Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. I believe we made it.
Proposed ordinance.
The proposed ordinance, Jim.
We have 7 proposed conditional uses. I'll try to go through them quickly. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a railroad loop for agricultural use to be located on a parcel of land in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 68.6 acres. This is an application by Allen's Hatchery, Inc.
I'll introduce it.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a small engine repair and service shop to be located on a certain parcel of land in Lewis Rehoboth 100 containing 4.2486 acres, filed by Maurice Hayes. Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure, 12 units. Be located on a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100 containing 15.16 acres, David and Aaron Dukowski.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a boat storage facility to be located in a certain parcel of land in Indian River 100 containing 20.131 acres, application of Leon Burton.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a contractor shop and storage yard to be located on certain parcel of land in Cedar Creek 100 containing 22.57 acres, application of Robert Bauer, Jr.
100, is it?
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a regional water facility to be located in certain parts of land in Broadkill 100 containing 1.68 acres, Artesian Water Company.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a regional wastewater facility to be located in certain parts of land, Broadkill 100 containing 10.76 acres, again, Artesian Water Company.
I'll introduce it.
That's it.
Additional business? Mr. Kramer?
My name is Dan Kramer.
Where you from?
Now, you guys just introduced the land comprehensive plan.
Correct.
Update. Now, how can you justify having a workshop on an ordinance which was just introduced when no other ordinance is permitted to have a workshop, and then where the public can't speak, public can't have no input, and it's not a public hearing? How can you justify having a workshop?
The purpose of the workshop will be to explain.
It doesn't matter what it's for. It has no bearings on it, because theoretically, they're hearing something that the public has no say in the matter.
There's going to be a public hearing after workshop.
Afterwards, but you don't have, do you have ordinances where you introduce and then have a workshop on the ordinance prior to the public hearing it? The answer's no. So therefore, if you wanted to do this, you should have either had the workshop prior or after the fact.
Well, the ordinance, as you know, the statute requires public hearings.
Right.
It doesn't say that you cannot do something other than the required public hearing, such as hold a workshop. I don't think there's any reference in there that says you shall not have any explanation of this proposal other than at the actual public hearing.
But why would you have to have anything prior to the public, public input?
I don't think.
Because the public has no input at the workshop. Now, if it was an open workshop, fine and dandy.
Well, Dan, in all reality, this is an opportunity to share the document with the public, have a free flow exchange of thoughts from the council and planning and zoning.
But then the workshop doesn't allow the public to speak.
To prepare the public for the public hearings.
But the general workshop does not allow the public, other than to sit there and listen to you guys run your mouth, or the other guy.
Well, they'll get their chance a couple weeks from then. But the truth of the matter is, with three votes, we can do anything we want.
Oh, I don't think you can. I don't really think you can. But anyway, that's beside the point. As far as your recycling program, being as I go to solid waste meetings, I can tell you this, about 3 to 5% of the stuff that comes in there, they have to remove prior to it being sold.
Being squashed?
Okay.
They have to take it out by hand, because people have the habit of putting stuff in there that is, doesn't belong in there, like coffee cups, styrofoam, stuff like that. And so they have to remove that prior to them, and it gets done upstate.
Not that that's incorrect. I mean, I don't have anything on the statistic, but again, as I understand it, DSWA is not in the sorting business any longer.
Oh, yes, they are.
No, someone else now, the buyer, they buy the bales of that.
As of last week, I was at that meeting 2 weeks ago, and I brought this.
That's not the information I have, but.
Well, they may have gave you different information, but I was right at the whole board, and I asked that complete question, and I wanted to know how it worked, the whole kit and boodle, and that's the way it was presented to me, that they remove it there. They do.
Say okay.
In any event.
Just say okay.
Okay, in any event, it's not up to us to sort it.
Right, right.
We're depositing it. Someone else takes care of it.
After that,
it's off our hands.
It's out of our.
I think he's looking for a job.
Okay.
File an application.
Sort.
Okay. Gentlemen, we have executive session.
Make a motion to go into executive session for potential litigation, land acquisition, collective bargaining, and personnel.
All that?
And Kramer.
Yep.
All favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Pens, you don't steal it.
All that and that, too.
Yeah, don't talk in winter.